Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/wondery.
Stream the show live every morning. Click over to tntradioempire.com and fire up the earbuds.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mr. Skin. I really dig that MrSkin.com.
You do really dig that Mr. Skin.
He's more of a baseball guy, but your Bears take on Todd's Vikings tonight, Skin.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. You know, it's so funny when you – I'm more a baseball guy than a football guy, but I am fascinated by sports radio in Chicago where the Bear fans, I could tell they're like – They're hopeful the Bears are going to be good, but they're so scared they're going to revert to the Bears of the past, like, 3 or 4 years.
Cautiously
interesting. It's
optimistic.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they think because of the new coach and that Caleb's got a year under his belt that they're going to be okay or good or compete, but I can also tell they're all worried. It's an interesting
Push, you're a Packer fan, Push. Who you root for tonight? I know you root for a tie, but
root for the Bears. You root for the Bears.
I don't know, man. I'm a little sick of the Bears hype this offseason. I kind of want to see them fall flat on their face.
You don't want the Vikings to be there.
Well, they've been falling flat on their face every year.
eventually they probably will, no matter who wins tonight.
Right, well, let's keep that up.
All right.
At least for tonight.
All right, who's this?
Speaking of footballs.
I'm looking at these cans here. Yeah, nice cans. Yeah.
Well, every year when these new nude scenes come across my desk, no pun intended, I always say this could be the best nude scene of the year, and I think this is a great example.
You just say that, right? Yeah.
It's Molly Gordon in a movie called Oh Hi, which I talked to you guys about this when it was in when it was at the Sundance Film Festival and mentioned it. But now it's out, and I wanted to share this scene. So Molly Gordon, if you don't know,
yeah, who is she? She's familiar in the face, man.
She was in The Bear. She was Jeremy Allen White's girlfriend in The Bear. She was on Animal Kingdom.
Oh, okay, that's right. I watch Animal Kingdom, so
She's in that show. And I think she's super hot. So what I didn't realize was she's got like Alexandra Daddario level naturals, and I'm like, holy geez. So, but how about this? And I mentioned this to you guys before. I don't know if you remember, but this movie, it reminds me of Misery. Remember with Kathy Bates and James Caan. Molly Gordon.
Man.
I'm surprised.
Why didn't you give us Kathy Bates in the hot tub then as a palate cleanser? Come on, you always do that.
Sorry about that. But she goes off on this romantic getaway with this guy she's recently met, and they're hitting it off awesome. They have this steamy sex scene. She's really falling for him.
He's tied.
She ties him up, and while tied up, he mentions that maybe he's not in to this for the long haul,
right?
And it doesn't go well. Let's just say that.
Oh, okay.
And it's
all
a dark comedy. Dark comedy, and like I said, it's like a Misery type of thing. Not exactly, but but before, I don't know what the heck is wrong with her. As I look at this scene from the movie, but it's a great nude scene. Could be my number one nude scene of the year. We will keep you posted on that. There's still we just started Q4, so we have a little time.
Q4.
Is the movie any good?
Yeah, it didn't get great ratings, but it's in the 6.7 range at IMDb, so people like it.
I like a good dark comedy.
You know,
where can we see it?
I love dark comedies too.
You know, just any the Prime streaming and all that. So you can find it. It's out there. It's officially out there. So I just wanted to share this scene, though. It's awesome. Now, I talked to you guys about that Peacemaker scene, that orgy scene, which started season two. We already talked about it. Then I'm thinking, okay, that scene's over. So what are they going to do the next, you know, how's episode two going to go? They start episode two by just showing everyone at the orgy instead of up dancing, just all passed out in a big body, you know, they're just all laying nude all over the thing. So they went back to the orgy. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
is that a bunch of, I'm looking at all the, is that all bongs and booze on the table? I can't really tell what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Having
yeah.
never been to an orgy, is that a typical orgy scene? Or
never invited.
Yeah. Or orgies kind of messy. Especially,
it looks like somebody's college apartment.
Yeah, at the end of the evening.
Yeah.
This seems like it wasn't a planned orgy. It was just everybody kind of ended up that way, and they all passed out together.
Yeah.
Nobody went home afterwards.
Yeah, I'm sure in an organized orgy, they probably, Burning Man or something like that, probably keep it a little more clean.
Yeah, and well, and you'd think probably they'd go home when they were done.
Right.
You know?
Who's we got Wolf on this next chick. Who's she?
It's Elliot Francis Flynn, who plays Zora. She comes out of the bathroom when John Cena's there.
Okay.
Now, this is all on HBO, and she walks out. By the way, that's a Merkin that couldn't even...
How do you know that? How do you know?
Well, my crack staff did a careful analysis
they
of
zoom
that.
In.
And, just so you know, you could not grow that. I mean, you could only buy that. You could not grow that.
Yeah, that's a pretty good... That's, yeah, it looks there's like a ferret down there, right?
But, I did want to say to you guys that we, because of this whole HBO Peacemaker orgy stuff, we decided at MrSkin.com to do two blog posts where we looked at the greatest or most the greatest orgy scenes from movies and television in history, and we had to do two blog posts because there were so many when you go back and look, because like even DC, this Peacemaker is a DC comic thing, like Doom Patrol season 2 episode 9 orgy. Boys from Amazon season 3 episode 9 had an orgy. Even you know, of course, Game of Thrones had some orgies. But
how about the new Superman? Was there an orgy in that?
No, I didn't see. I didn't. There were no orgy scenes there. Disappointing.
Wherever you go, whatever they get into, from chill time to everyday adventures, protect your dog from parasites with Credelio Quattro. For full safety information, side effects, and warnings, visit CredelioQuattroLabel.com. Consult your vet or call 1-888-545-5973. Ask your vet for Credelio Quattro and visit QuattroDog.com.
But if you guys want to know the Citizen Kane of orgy scenes, it's remember Westworld? Remember Westworld on HBO?
I love the show, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So it kind of, the first season was awesome, but it kind of like, it went off the rails a little. People like, everyone agreed it had awesome nudity and all that, but the show kind of tanked a little. But they did this orgy scene. It's still the record for the largest TV orgy ever televised. And to give you an idea, when they did the casting call, because you have to get, you got to go, you know, the stars of the show aren't going to, you know,
right.
the orgy stuff. So they had to go out and get the casting call. In the casting call, it said, be prepared for genital-to-genital contact for this scene. So when you have that, you know what you're getting into when you show up on the set. And it's still, like, as far as, like, the most in one scene, it's from Westworld. So anyway, we did a thing. We looked at about 20 different famous orgies. But Westworld's the go-to, if you will. So
now this next chick here, you got, she's a horrible person, but is she at a, is this Burning Man?
Burning Man.
Yeah.
This is Danica Patrick,
you know,
and she's all ripped, man, but she's a bad person.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because I didn't know about her podcast world.
Yeah, she's,
but, so I'm not a, yeah,
she disavows,
race
she disavows, she disavows slavery.
No, it's like I was looking it up. I was like,
horrible. No. Anyway. I'm sorry. I apologize, Danica Patrick. That was the other chick, the athletic, the one that was busted for, the girl from the weight loss show. She was a disavowed racist.
She? Well, she has her own craziness. So anyway, forget it.
Yeah, Danica Patrick's like, an anti-vax. She's an anti-vax whack job, right? Yeah.
Anti-vax, moon landings fake, chemtrails, reptilian shapeshifters. The full Monty there. Right. But I didn't care about any of that because I'm looking at her.
I know her body.
She posted this. I'm like, holy crap!
I know.
How do you get a butt like that if you're sitting in a car all the time?
That's true.
You know, that ain't a truck driver butt, I'll tell you what.
How you get a butt like that when you're in a car all the time is you crash on about the seventh lap, and then you've got a lot of time.
Todd was ahead of the time. He always hated her. Right.
And then she has a lot of time to work out. And you're right.
I've got to say.
I like that you put her up there.
That's my butt of the year.
And we look at her as an object rather than a person because she's not a very good person. But she's a she's a fine object.
I think she's trying to sell you car warranties now.
Yeah, she is.
I've seen her on those commercials.
Yeah. I'll take that cash. Sure.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, she posted this. I figured you guys would need to take a quick look and analyze it. So,
I did, man.
Anyway.
All right. Go Bears, buddy. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, brother.
Yeah.
That's
all right. We're all pulling for it. Yeah.
No, we're not. No.
See you, bud.
All right. Thanks again, pal.
Mr. Skid. No, I'm rooting for your Vikes, Todd. Yeah.
I hope so.
I am.
I'm just happy somebody has to lose.
But I have a really, really hard time rooting for your damn Steelers.
My boy Aaron, man.
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot of texts.
That's what the problem.
Man. I feel dirty, but you know what? Throw me four touchdowns, I'll hug you, Aaron. Get Aaron on the phone.
Sure. It'd be riveting.
Yeah.
Watch my college team S the bed completely on Saturday.
Did they lose?
They got their ass beat. They couldn't do anything right in the first half. And a couple
of course, they were ranked high, and they get beat. You said they were going to happen to you guys,
You know, a couple lucky things happened. Oh, about defensive penalty to end the half, so they manage a field goal. 17-3 at half, and then they come out, and they run the ball down Mississippi State's throat, and they tie the game. Last drive, they started at the 5-yard line and drove it, not quite enough, not 95, but 93 yards, had to settle for a field goal. So they go up 20-17. There's a minute and something left. And, of course, they go into their stupid prevent defense, and Mississippi State scores on about the third play. Game over.
You have a great memory for a guy that smokes a lot of weed.
Well, for sure.
That's for another guy who smokes a lot of weed.
Yeah. So they, it was close, and then, I guess something happened.
A guy threw it, and then a guy kicked it, and they scored some, and I don't know.
No sports.
So they won't be in your others receiving votes this week. They don't deserve to be.
Rachel says, go sports. Rachel reminded me of my kid's mom married her ex's best friend. As well, that was confusing. And then my ex married the best man from our wedding. Whoa.
Oh, you're reading off something. I was like, did you just remember this about your life? Or I was like, that's relatable content.
My ex married the best man from our wedding.
Whoa,
I was the best man on my buddy.
That's gonna make you wonder.
Are you still friends with your best man if he marries the person?
You would think not, unless things were like
amicable.
Eric Clapton.
But don't you immediately wonder, hey, were they doing this before we got divorced?
Unless, of course, that email is from the perspective of the woman and the man.
No, it's a guy. It's a guy. It's a guy checking in. It's a guy.
I know, but just me pretend.
Her husband ended up banging his best friend.
He was getting, how you say, cracked.
Who's the best man? That's how you say cracked. Who was the best man at your wedding, Puss?
Our buddy Damien.
Oh, Damien was. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, you'd have known that if you went.
Oh, well, I went to the reunion.
I love that you're still not over that.
The reunion.
It was at a church, man. Sorry, brother.
Yeah, I know.
I was at the reception.
Yeah.
Todd didn't go either. Yell at him.
He's fine. He called ahead.
Right. I do a lot of other nice things.
That invitation was just a formality. Yeah. That was
Rachel Ware with us. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.